All right, February 21st. Quarters on.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're ready to start. Glad to see we got a couple more people here this month instead of last month, so I guess we can. We got a lot of business in a short period of time, because we got a couple of things we need to decide on. But I'm going to let go ahead and just start out. I'm going to go ahead and let Dwayne tell y'all what type of shape we're in.
Let me mention something first, if y'all don't mind.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
There's no printout because we didn't have a forum last time. So, but I did record what we did say during the last meeting, and it is on the website. So if you'd like to listen to it, just go up there and go to the meeting minutes page and just click on it. You can listen to it online.
Did I read the minutes last meeting? Did we have a meeting? We didn't have enough people to have a meeting, did we?
We didn't really have enough people to where we could make a... We didn't have a quorum of members.
Right. So I don't remember even reading the minutes last.
No, you didn't read. You didn't read the...
All right. Well, then the 18th of October, we're going to start with the mounting account for checking was $446.67. 28th of October... Boston Butts at Conway Frozen Foods came to $131.30. 4th of November, Gary was doing my books, and he found a correction of $29 to the good. And that was from back about a year before I took over the treasury. Tom had made a mistake with wrote a check and was exactly $30, and then later on there was a dollar taken away from it, so there'd been a $29. I had been in the treasury for about 3 months before I figured out something was wrong when I started getting bank statements, and it was telling us we had more money than my books did. So I'd gone back and found it, but I hadn't quite figured out how to put it on the books. Gary was brave enough to write it in there, so now we're correct on that. So on the 4th of November, we had Ori Electric, and that was a $39.78 bill. 15th of November, fly-in brochures Dennis made up. Cost on printing and paper and all came to $100.17. 5th of November... deposited money for the fly-in was $1,135. That was a pretty good fly-in you guys had. 23rd of November, chapter building taxes were $173.65 paid. 3rd of December, paid Ori Electric $67.46. And then on the 8th of December... The yearly lease for Green Sea was $300 to keep our building here. 22nd December, we paid Falcon Insurance for our liability was $772. It was quite an increase of almost $100, I think I remember. 23rd December, deposited $400. $100 came from petty cash, $100 was dues, and $200 came out of the kitty. 5th of January, EAA Oshkosh dues and insurance was $321. And on the 14th of January, we paid Ori Electric again with a $96.63 bill. That brought our 17th of January amount on deposit down to $8.68, but we slid through. Petty cash for 18th of October, we had cash on hand, $68.02. And the meeting that day, 18th of October, we brought in $55.46. The donuts for 18th October were $13.78, and the 21st October, mailing out the brochures at the post office cost us $15.18. 23rd of December, made a donation of $5.48. And let's see. And I that way I was able to transfer to checking account $100 so we could meet our bills. I had to close out our cash, though. Our petty cash ended up on the 17th of January, zero, nada. That brings us up to date for this meeting. 17th of January, checking account, amount in account was $8.68. 4th of February, I deposited the money from the kitty in the previous meeting of $55. And the 9th of February, I paid the Ori Electric $60.38. So that brings us to today, 21st February, amount on deposit $3.30. And petty cash, we had nothing, we still have nothing, so we're doing good. Thank you.
All from it all.
Everybody accepts the treasurer's report?
I know we accept the treasurer's report.
It don't look too pretty, but at least okay. We're getting along.
That brings up something I want to bring up before we move on any more. This past year, as we talked about one time before, we had a lot of changes in the economy and stuff, which has an impact on us. And I'm just going to kind of run down a quick little thing that I just wrote up here. And it kind of gives an average or an estimate of our operating expenses a year as we look at it as a chapter and a club. And correct me if y'all have any other figures on this. Our insurance, like on this building, that we're required to put out there, went up to around, it was 700 and...
780, 790.
I'll just put it on $780, which is that ballpark, which more than likely, it may increase a little bit, or it may not increase this coming year. Now, it's just an estimate of the basic minimum operating amount of money we're going to have this year to go through. So the lease that we pay the Shaws is about $360, which they want to raise it a little bit, as Shirley was asked me. Okay, on the light bill charges, just on the average, I just average like $50 a month, which it kind of goes up and down, which that comes out about $600 a year. And then we have EAA that we have to do money to for a chapter and insurance and everything, which is about $250, give or take. On average, that's about $2,000 operate. That's a basic bare minimum that we have to have a year. It's a lot different than what it was 5 years ago or 6 years ago or whenever. I know when I came in 6 or 7 years ago, it was about nothing. It was $600 or $700 a year, wasn't it? Some of the older ones, wasn't it, Wayne? Wasn't much.
I really don't know. I never got into it too much.
But it wasn't much when I look back. It was $500-$600 a year operating costs. So that, and the reason I'm throwing this out there is that's something that we have to plan for, because it's really bad. I hate to come up and say, man, I need $40 from everybody just to, at the end of the year, because like in November, like October, November, December, we have to put out the money. Have to have the money in the kitty to put it out.
If we didn't do our fly-in and make good like we did this year, we could never make it. For the last 3 years, we've just made it on the money with that November fly-in.
That's the reason I'm doing this, and I'm just putting it out there so that we kind of have a dollar figure that we know that we're going to have to kind of attain, still be a chapter, but we have to come up with alternative measures on that. And I'm going to just go ahead and let Dennis go over anything. He can kind of give a synopsis of maybe just a few highlights and stuff if you want to.
Yeah, I got some stuff.
That you want to go over.
Insurance. This is the form that I sent to the insurance company this last year. And it's got my writing, my signature, and I requested $22,500 in liability and $1 million, insurance for the building itself. and then $1 million worth of liability. That's what I requested. Now, what we got back, which I just received, okay, which I don't know why it took so long, but I just got it. What I got back was they insured the building for $48,000 and give us no liability. And anyhow, that's maybe that explains why the insurance went so high this time. So come next week, we need to really call these people up and do some talking, because maybe there might be some money coming back from that. along those grounds, EAA. This comes from Section 5 of the EAA Handbook. I photocopied it this morning, okay? And it says, the general liability insurance policy that we get from the EAA every year, okay? Because there's some people here that doesn't understand this, and I didn't either. But the general liability insurance policy for the chapters is designed to provide liability coverage for alleged negligence on the part of the chapter. This policy provides general liability coverage 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and extends liability coverage to the chapters that own or lease a clubhouse, hangar, or both within certain size limitations, blah, blah, blah. I can read the rest, but it's irrelevant. The point is, we've always been under the impression that the EAA insurance was only for the events. This specifically says it is not true. So we've been buying all, in my opinion, I'm new to the chapter, relatively speaking, okay? But it looks like to me, since God was a corporal, we've been buying liability insurance through Falcon Insurance for no reason. Why are we buying two?
Is it not in our lease agreement with the...
We have to have, in the lease agreement, which I did go over, we have to have liability insurance, and $1 million worth of liability insurance, and we have to have coverage for the building, or we have to be responsible for the building, one or the other. The building must be here when the lease terminates, you know, at the end of the 15-year term. It doesn't say we got to buy insurance. It's saying that we got to give the building to them. Okay. So my point is that $780, number one, it might have been a mistake this year, the reason why it went so high, because it was like 20% higher than normal. And so we might be able to get something back from that. But the other thing is that I'd like for somebody else to look at this and review it, but I don't know why we're buying two liability insurances. I don't understand that, okay?
There was a thing in one of the EA magazines when they had that big mess down in Texas and then people got killed at a meeting, mm-hmm. that the EA was going to drop that. So yeah. There might be a clause somewhere else saying it, because there was a discussion that in that magazine that they were going to drop all
well,
that.
Well, I had considered that they might have changed it, so I printed off the newest
okay.
one,
yeah.
and that's what I photocopied.
Okay.
Okay, so if that is the case, then I'm confused, because this is brand new. You know, you can print it off every year. It changes okay. a little bit in that. So anyhow, I don't know. I mean, we can contact the EAA or whatever, but my opinion is we need to cut that insurance expense down. Okay, it's when I started here, what, 2.5-3 years ago. If I'm not mistaken, it was around $350 or $400 is what we was paying. Okay, now it's $800 virtually. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, yeah.
Okay, we're too little to afford something like that. Okay, and even if we were much bigger, it's still too much. I mean, it's a lot of money. So anyhow, that's what I would recommend. And let me see. Also, I wanted to ask everybody if on another subject. Where our chapter bylaws are. I don't have them.
I have them.
Okay. All right. So we do have a set.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I wanted to look up what our bylaws say, what a quorum is.
Right.
And half the members.
50%,
well,
yeah.
No, I got three or four different bylaws that are examples that the EAA puts out, mm-hmm. and it was different in every one of them. Okay, so I mean, some of them was 1/3, and some of them was half, and some of them was 3/4.
I'll get them to you.
I just think
you should have them. I had no reason to be.
No. Anyhow,
I just handed them over.
I want to make sure that we had some.
Yeah.
So anyhow, okay. That's all. I think that I had, but we really need to. I would think we need to add the insurance thing as an action item.
okay, and work on it this week, immediately.
Well, I'll enter it in minutes for next month, but Wayne contributed $60 for the electric, so that will be added into it. I'm not a whole lot of help. My income has greatly decreased since I lost my job, so about all I can do is figure your monies and keep the bills paid when I can.
Oh, man, what a sour note. I'll tell you what. But I tell you what, we will look into, we'll give a Dennis, because I called him and talked to, I can't think of her name. I talked to the secretary out here a couple of times. But my premises is on this thing is that we shouldn't have no more insurance than just enough to cover this building, which I guess we could replace it with another, like a steel building, for $10,000 or $12,000.
Well, that's another option, you know. We could self-insure. Okay?
Just something to just...
Because, I know. Because, I mean, it is a metal building. The only real thing that we'd have is a risk that we'd have is possibly a hurricane or a tornado. Okay? But how many hurricanes have we been through already? I mean, you know. I mean, there is some risk. There is some risk in that. But there also is a lot of, that's a lot of money every year. You know.
Is that just for that building? Is that insurance is just for the liability?
$780.
That's high.
Yeah.
But there's no choice. Last year I searched everybody, and when I told them that the building was sitting on the airport, that's it.
Yeah.
They didn't even say goodbye. They don't even, it's a click, okay? They don't want to talk to you no more. So, I couldn't find anybody. I looked everybody. I called all the normals, you know, the Allstates and the State Farms and all that.
I'll call my insurance company. See what they say.
Well, I mean, that's, if we can. But all we need is, we've been doing 22.5. I thought it was 18, but it's 22.5. I mean.
I got $100,000 on my $500 a year.
Yeah, I know my building down at Myrtle Beach is 8,000 square feet, and it's not, I don't think I pay $800 a year for it, okay? And it's in a hurricane zone, okay? But this one's on an airport, and it's through Falcon, and I don't know. Plus, I think they got it messed up, because fine print says it's 48,000 of coverage. And, so anyhow, we'll have to resolve that.
Okay.
But we do need to look at, if we can't get that lowered way back down, my opinion is we ought to put it before the meeting, whether we want to sell it. Well, what we want to do is look at...
Just come out here one night and tear it down.
For $48,000.
The family did it. We want to collect the insurance.
Can I move this, this microphone over closer to you?
Fantastic stuff. We'll look into that.
I will remind you that these audio tapes do go on the public side of the internet. So,
it is done.
Darn. You like to remake that?
Well, we'll do like national TV and just bleep, bleep.
So we'll say for after the meeting, I'll talk about Obama and all the other kinds of things like that, okay?
Okay, that brings in, we will research that and find out if we can just cut that thing in half, because... I'm saying, man, all we need is just enough to cover the replacement of the building. Because we're not going to own the building. I think we've got 5 more years on this lease, and then we're probably not going to renew it anyway, the way things are going. And that brings up one more thing. And if you would or could, Mr. Bill, there was a thing about what we could do maybe at Georgetown, and that's something that we brought up in the last meeting. And that I think it's really a good idea. Now, it puts some rest of us maybe traveling a little bit more, but we're talking about alternate. And would you mind?
Don't mind at all.
Bringing that up, and because I think it's a really good option that we can do.
Well, it seems that it's very evident that this chapter's really struggling to stay alive. It's just like anything else. If you don't bring in youth, you don't bring in new members, it's gonna fold. Eventually. It's a downhill slide if we don't have growth, just like a business. The guys I've met and know in Georgetown, we sat down and there's probably 10 to 15 people that are excited about the possibility of us meeting down there every other month in the new facility, upstairs with kitchens, bathrooms, heat, air, everything. The FBO is excited about it. He promotes aviation. Anything to do with aviation, Barry loves it. The airport manager, he's excited about it. He's even talked about building a wood airplane. He'd like to build a Hymax or something like that. But anyway, many of the people down there are members of EAA and do not have a chapter. And many of them own their own aircraft and are flying routinely. So is that not what this is about, more or less? We also have a better financial base, I believe, down there and location for attracting people that would be interested in aviation, including you. The high school down there has a rocketry club, so they're interested in flight at Waccamaw. So there seems to be some opportunities down there that we're missing out on, that we could really grow this. Now, what we would end up having, of course, you know, John Matthews is down there with his business. He's rather excited about it. We'd be supporting them. He'd be supporting us. If they're members, they're more apt. All pilots want somewhere to fly to. And it's a good weather in that you can fly back and forth. You're more likely to support one another on different fly-ins. And we have the opportunity to grow this thing from North Myrtle Beach all the way to Georgetown. And there's a lot of members that can't make every meeting anyway. So if you want to make the ride, you can make it. If you can fly the distance, you can make it. But either way, we'd be trying to grow this thing up and down the Strand, which would really give this thing a shot in the arm. I personally feel that maintaining Green Sea here is very important. This is about as grassroots as you can get nowadays, unless you're in your own backyard with your own grass strip behind your house. These things are disappearing. We have the population on the coast, but that's what we've been talking about. The guys down there that I see pretty routinely on a weekly basis keep asking me, when are you going to hold a meeting down here? When are you going to be down here? And they were hoping that this meeting would have been with you. They were hoping that last meeting we would have been able to make a decision. My thing is, if there's any opposition, why not try it for a year? That only means 5 or 6 meetings during the course of the year in Georgetown. So inside of a year, we know whether we want to do it or not. The very worst thing that could happen, if we didn't want to continue that, there'd probably be another chapter started in Georgetown, and we still all support one another. But it would at least grow it up and down the Strand. Face it, that's where the money is. And all these counties along the coast is along the coast is where the money is.
Specifically, what is the proposal?
Excuse me?
Specifically, what is the proposal?
That we hold every other meeting in Georgetown until we see how it goes. The other option, and that's basically what it comes down to. Okay. Giving us an option of growing this chapter to a larger base of people. I have to tell you, from belonging to a large chapter, we had 145 members in our chapter up in D.C. when I was in it years ago, and it's awesome to have that kind of support. From all the different walks of life. I mean, there isn't a question you can't get answered. There isn't a fly-in you can't pull off. It's that kind of networking, that's awesome. And we just don't have it here. But we have an opportunity to grow it. And I'd like to see us move towards every other meeting in Georgetown and see what kind of interest it generates.
What do you think about that? Well, I picked you out because I think you're probably going to be, between you and me, we're probably going to be the furthest away.
Well, I have a hard time making here, so I don't want to hold everybody else back from it being a good idea, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't make every meeting here, so, yeah, it's further for me to go, but maybe me concentrate every other month, just come here, you follow what I mean? And everybody,
So I just figured you'd be later.
Yeah, I probably would never make the meeting.
George, you can always ride with one of us. I mean, you can meet me in Loris.
Yeah. Well, I was just saying, I would be late there, wouldn't I? You're
going to wait on George to catch a ride?
We'd both be late.
I mean, it's a long distance, but I think it's...
Well, from my house in Tabor City, I drove it several times. It's about 145 minutes.
It's 112 miles. It would be 120 miles from me, but...
But I zip, okay? I got a radar detector, CB radio.
But I mean, one time I might be able to make them too, you know? It's hard for me to make these right now.
I have to have Al Timmer in my car, you know?
30 miles difference, probably.
Yeah.
Jim? If I come through Conway, it's 61 miles.
What do you think, Jim? What do you think about it? Because you'd be affected too.
Yeah, that's a long ride, about an hour and a half for me. But when I first thought about it, I was against it, but I think it might. I'd like to try it for a year and see. Mainly for the finances and stuff. But you know, we have the fly-in breakfast, and we have the fly-in. Maybe we could work it to put one of them down there and the other one up here.
Mm-hmm.
I still like the November fly-in here.
Well,
that's definite.
Talk about changing those. We'd still like to have the breakfast club here and our fall fly-in here. But then they do have a fly-in there.
And December.
We could get in down there and be part of that.
Yeah, we might get a bunch of that.
I've got to call Shirley sometime. I'm going to call her right after the meeting because I need to find out if she's already got it scheduled.
She does.
She does, okay.
I don't have the date, but it's in May and it's scheduled.
Okay, in May. Okay.
Fly-in breakfast?
Yes.
Fly-in,
yeah.
Well,
she's confirmed it.
We usually do good on both of the fly-ins.
Yeah.
Why do away with that? I mean, no. That still could come here. Because they have one down there anyway, don't they?
Yeah.
They have every December. Yeah. First week of December.
The only thing we really need to do is set up a schedule.
Yeah.
Of when we can do this.
Well, that was another thing I was going to bring up. You know, if I got to drive for virtually 2 hours, you know, I'm not an early person. I don't, you know, I stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning working, so I don't get up at 6.
We could change the meeting time, too, if it was...
Yeah, we could have the meeting...
11?
Saturday afternoon instead of in the morning. Because
it's I don't like getting up before about 8 or 9. Because okay? gives me about 4 or 5 hours sleep, you know?
But for the convenience of that long a drive, maybe you could have the meeting at noontime start down there instead of...
That would be more appropriate for me, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, we going to wind up having to pay for two facilities?
No, it costs nothing. Please come use the facility was the invitation.
And plus, if you haven't seen the facility, you need to make a trip down there.
Yes, you do.
Just to see it.
Yes, yes you do.
It's gorgeous.
The meeting room is on the second floor with a panoramic view of the airport. It's really pretty awesome.
It can cost us nothing to go there.
Yes.
Other than extra fuel we'll buy to get there, some live down there. But it can possibly get us new members and put some new enthusiasm into the chapter, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And that would mean every other month they were coming here.
Yes, some would make it.
Yeah.
Especially good weather. They'd love to fly in. There's tail draggers. There's air coop. There's all kinds of stuff down there. What is the...
The chipmunk.
Well,
yeah.
Dan was a member of this chapter at one time,
so.
But he said it was just too far to come, so he dropped out. But I'm sure if we were down there, he would join up again.
Oh, he'd be anxious for that.
Yeah. Also, the CFI that works down there, Riley Carroll, talked to him yesterday, and his comment was, "I'll do anything I can to help you." And so...
He can do biannuals and things like that.
He says, I'll do anything to help. So, I mean, we have qualified people down there. Oh, also, Barry, that is the FBO, and his partner is Mike, and his other worker there is Keith. He mentioned that both of them would be involved.
Plus,
there's two A&Ps.
You have fuel right there for anyone that needs it.
He also
you don't have that here.
Yeah. Right.
Also, he was talking that if things could grow enough in his, they're working on their commercial sales for fuel. And he says if he can move enough Jet A, for those of us that are in the group, he can discount our fuel. That's his goal.
Well, let me ask you a question then.
A lot of pluses.
Would everybody be willing to go down there March, and just take a look at it and try that out, and maybe you could be the host coordinator?
Well, I don't have a problem with that. Why don't we just hold a meeting, an impromptu meeting, and see what kind of interest we generate?
Mm-hmm.
And lay the groundwork for it.
I suggest we hold a vote on it today.
Yeah.
Because it was submitted that we try it for a year. That's logical.
I was just going to make that motion, that we try it for a year and, like, start next month.
But if we do it,
we got to work it so that May and November we're here.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, make that stipulation.
But if we do change the hour to 12 o'clock.
Right.
We ought to change the hour here to 12 o'clock so that there's not two. That's my opinion. Because, you know, was it here at 10 or was it there at 12?
You can set your alarm.
Well, no, it's a matter of remembering which one.
Does anybody have a problem with starting at 12 o'clock?
I do.
Huh?
I do because
I don't know why
you can't satisfy everybody, but I have a problem with it because the question was asked.
Yeah, 6 would be good.
The only time I get to spend with my wife is Saturday.
You need to go home each night.
Strike that from the record, please.
Bring her along.
But that really meant, well, yeah. Well, I think that's another thing mentioning wives. That's another thing you're going to discover down there because the facility is so nice and so comfortable and accommodating that we're going to pick up more women that are going to be interested in it.
My wife ain't going to allow. Awesome. Allow me to be picking up women. No, I'm just kidding.
You want to step outside and
have fun? Well, next month will be a conflict as far as what our breakfast club then would be because that's March, April, May. So we couldn't do alternate months starting next month.
No, because November would fall on the wrong meeting, too.
November would also?
So we either need to have two meetings in Georgetown and then alternate, and everything would fall in line from that time on.
That would be
neat.
That'd
give somebody a chance to make the, if they didn't make the first one, make the second one down that road.
Exactly.
We can kind of get our feet wet in that, and I'm for it because I've been trying to get us to meet at other clubs for the last few years anyway so we can get a feel for how they're doing and what's going on.
We got to get some people in this thing. We have got to get some new blood and some new excitement going here. Not that that's meant to be derogatory or detrimental towards anybody sitting here, but we really need to give this thing a shot in the arm, especially with what you just disclosed in our financing.
Well, I didn't mean to be like brag now. We're in a crisis, you know.
I know. You're just up there talking doomsday stuff.
But we are.
I think you've doubled the size of this group down there.
Well, yeah. I believe so too, Chuck, and that's the reason for that.
We have, if I'm not mistaken, we have 15 members here.
So, I think we'll pick up that much or more.
Yeah, so.
It's put out. Everybody in favor?
In favor.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to say it for the record. It's 100% in favor. I didn't see any nays. No nays. It's 100%.
We hadn't settled time.
Yep. Now we need to.
Why not
split
the difference? Make it 11.
Well, how about one? I can negotiate as well
split
as anybody.
Split the difference and make it one.
How about we make it 12 and you bring your wife?
You don't have to be crazy, but it sure does help.
Right.
I'll bring my wife. I got her up at 10.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm a firm believer in the majority rules, and I would just take, is majority one 12 o'clock or...
Let's vote on 12 o'clock. What do you say?
I got a question.
Okay.
What is 12 o'clock is right when it comes time to eat, okay?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So either before or after.
Probably before is better for the summer.
You know, there's in town, there's
small
fast food places you can actually pick up on your way down there and be there.
Or on your way out.
Yeah, probably so
we we'll probably need to go 11 or 1.
Summertime probably better earlier than late because everybody's got to be going to the beach.
Or flying.
Meetings are usually, if the meetings only usually take an hour, so I could eat at 1 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it don't bother me none either.
So what,
some of us could miss a meal or two.
And speaking of meals, we probably wouldn't, if we go to 12, we probably wouldn't bring donuts anymore, right? I mean, bring finger food maybe or something. But.
Well, if we have a kitchen, maybe we could have
a
meal.
Beautiful kitchen there.
Have a meal. Maybe that would provide a little fellowship and bring some people together.
Wayne will cook.
I have been cooking, but the last couple of meetings, almost nobody stayed to eat, and I had food left over. And so I decided not to cook today, and now we got a big turnout.
You didn't invite me to eat.
You're always invited.
Oh, okay.
We cook out here every Saturday.
I know you do.
So,
the first Saturday I made it, you did.
Except today we didn't.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Put it to the vote.
11 o'clock. Everybody in favor?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Both places? Get here and there?
Yeah,
here and
you got to change both. You got to change it both.
And the first
so
two months.
So 11 o'clock. So 11 o'clock got it?
Both places.
Any nays?
Both places. Any nays?
And I think we should make sure that we announce this at North Myrtle Beach Airport as well as the main airport. And down there just as soon as we can.
Good point.
Get some kind of a flyer up.
If this works out for us, there's even a possibility that we could spread it out to North Myrtle Beach and alternate again in years down the road.
Yeah.
And spread it out even more, and that would put people on the other end that wouldn't have to drive far at all.
Yeah, we got several people right there in Little River that wants to join, but they don't want to drive all the way out here from Little River.
Right. Well, there's some people that wouldn't drive if it was 5 miles.
Yeah.
It's such an opportunity along the coast, because George lives up there. The chapter used to be up there at Southport pretty much was run off the place. It doesn't even exist anymore. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So they pretty much didn't want anything to do with us people trying to fly cheap. And so then that left that area out of it. I believe what Wayne was telling me about a fella built a plane up there and nobody ever came to watch him build it.
He's sitting over here.
He's sitting right over here.
Is that right?
That's the sucker tricked me down here.
Well, welcome aboard. So I think that's a crime, personally.
Okay, did you even get introduced?
Are we going to have some mixed?
Did you even get introduced?
No, I haven't done that.
Well, stand up and introduce him.
Okay.
I will. The guy from the Southport chapter that went defunct about a year and a half ago. I don't know what to tell you. I retired a few years ago, moved into the Southport area. My golden years, I was to the point of putting an engine in my airplane, ordering it in October, and then you all know what happened. I don't quite feel like spending $18,000 that way right now. So. But anyway, I was a little disgruntled. I went for a motorcycle ride, came back 2 months later, and I went to the meeting, and I'm standing around outside the hangar, and nobody's showing up. A couple old guys, they came out there, we were talking, and thinking that maybe somebody overslept. We got to come and open the hangar up, so we waited for like 45 minutes, nobody showed up. Said maybe something happened, we weren't told about it, we left. After that, they did have one more event down in the parachute shop. But I understood from George it wasn't the chapter to put that on, it was the parachute guys, so that was it. They just went away. I don't know. They had an unfortunate accident there, I think, in August of 2006, where the president of the club was killed in an aircraft accident. And after that, Jim Banky, I think, became the acting president. And with the widow of the guy that was killed, Sheila Swanson, they tried to make a go of it. But the extent of their activities was more the Jack and Jill and the Young Eagles program. And she was about the only one that was really doing anything with that. I volunteered 3 times during the 8 months that I was with the chapter to help out. But it just went. What he told was true. When I first moved to the area, I was building an RV7. And then I moved into Harbor Oaks, and I was out banging rivets one day, and the association guy came over and said, you can't make that kind of noise in here. And I said, why not? And he said, we have an ordinance. So, but I'm not going to finish the RV-7. So I sold it and started looking around for an airplane, pulled rivets, and I found the Sonax. And then I saw the detailed version of it, so I bought that kit. And that's where I'm at today, building an airplane without a club. I belong to three chapters. I saw what he described a minute ago happen, basically, to the last two, one in Annapolis and one out at Easton. They all kind of just, every month you go, there's less and less members, and then you show up one day, and they're just not there anymore. So the membership is the key. You got to get people involved and excite them and keep them coming. And for me, this was a 78-mile drive this morning, but if it's once a month, you know, it's doable. And if I get my airplane flying, going up to Georgetown wouldn't be any question at all.
That's right.
But now George, he gets his going. I'll ride with him.
I don't know. You're allowed to take a few detours. So I don't know.
Yeah, might be a total glider.
Yeah, but you'll still be late.
George, we love you.
Yeah.
But anyway, my name is Will. I retired. Moved to South Fork in April of 2006. I belong to three AA chapters in my life. I built half of a Bushby Mustang. I built half of an RV-7. And I've got a full airframe finished sitting in my garage. It's got the avionics in it. It's ready to go. I just need to hang an engine on it and finish the firewall forward. It's going to be a while, I'm afraid. We've got to give the new president-elect a chance to straighten things out, I guess.
That's yet to come off record.
There's my age is another limiting factor.
Well,
thank you, Will.
So that goes in that if everybody's on agreement, March and April.
Okay, well, let's hold. April. April's a problem.
What's that?
Sun and Fun is right there on it.
That's right.
Okay, and I'm going to guarantee you, I ain't being here. I'm going to be, I missed Sun and Fun last year. I will not miss it 2 years in a row.
That's probably Georgetown, too. Most of those guys will be gone.
It starts on the 21st of that weekend.
And it runs through the 26th.
So.
Yeah, and our meeting's the 25th, so I can't make it. I can't.
I guess it's late December.
Well, you could change the date for the April meeting, too.
We can, but we need to do it now.
Right,
you know.
Right. Like I said, or
it'll have to be
second.
It had to be 2 weeks before that,
right,
or a week after.
So Sunday Fun is in the last part of April this year instead of the first part.
The 26th.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. We used to work around it, but since it's in the last part now, it's hitting on it.
Yep.
So
I'm leaving the 17th for it. So
we just don't want to make any great confusion. But now, if we go next month, then we probably need to turn right around and go, what's the, you got a calendar? Somebody got a calendar?
No, not with me.
Why not wait the next month and make a decision on when to do it in April?
Yes.
I would make a suggestion that you do it the week after Sun and Fun, because you're going to have a lot of people coming back, pumped up pretty good, seen a lot of airplanes, and want to get to work.
That's
true. That's a good point.
May is when we're going to have the fly-in breakfast.
Yeah, we got to be here in May.
So we got to be here in April to talk about that.
What are you talking about?
We can do that in Georgia.
Right, we can talk about it down there, too. But, I mean, we have to have an April meeting.
Well, I'll tell you what, to make things really simple, Dan, let's just go down there next month and then skip 2 months. So that would be
to what?
April and May. So then we'll go back in June.
We're talking about down there. Okay.
Georgetown. That's what I'm talking about. We'll be here.
No, he's talking about Skip not being down there 2 months.
Oh, okay.
We'll be here next. We'll go down there next month in April. April and May will be here, and then we start back in June. That will solve a lot of those differences. And whoever goes to Sunday Fun, there won't be a conflict because normally we have kind of a really weak showing.
Well, then they, even more so, then we really have to promote Georgetown down there and try. Of course, I see the guys about two times a week down there. So, maybe we get Chuck's airplane in there.
A meeting is on the 16th in May.
On that
I know.
Yeah.
So what is sign of fund?
Yeah.
Just
no, sign of fund is
annual. Right here. So we got right 88, yep. So that's a killer.
Right here.
Yep.
See, and that screws this up.
Yep.
And it screws that up. Mm-hmm. So the only time we could have it would be like May the 2nd. But I don't know what the breakfast, I don't remember. It's the first part of May. It might be right in here. Well, actually, it'd be Sunday.
It'd be the 3rd.
The 3rd or the 10th is when it is. I don't remember it. I got it on some of the old minutes somewhere, I'm sure.
Mm.
Let me see if I got it here with me. See if I got it here.
I think we could work out something with my airplane.
It's August.
Breakfast fly in a done deal.
Yeah,
I thought Shirley was supposed to arrange that.
It's already on the calendar.
It is, but we need to know what date it is, and that's. I'm trying to see if I got it wrote down somewhere.
Okay.
What the date is?
Schedule, yeah.
Seeing if I have it here. Are they back yet? Is the Shaw's back?
I don't think so.
I don't think I have it with me. It's August. No, I don't have it. But I'll find out. But I'm pretty sure it is the 3rd or the 10th.
Well, Breakfast Club is listed on the internet now.
Yes.
It's scheduled, but I haven't gotten the card that I carry, so I don't know. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
So let's so you want to go to this plan on this? That'd be the easiest. And
so what do you think about April? 20, it's gonna be geez.
Let's just don't because of the
It could be the 2nd of May. That's the next weekend after the 26th.
But we don't want to meet down there at the breakfast.
Yeah, that's true.
Why don't we see how things go next meeting in Georgetown?
Yes.
And maybe we can meet down there on the 18th. If somebody shows up, that'd be great.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hold that. Let's hold that question at the next meeting. By then, we'll know. We'll know when the Breakfast Club date exactly is, you know.
Yes.
And then
a lot of questions will be answered, and we'll have more support from some of our new members.
I agree.
Well, this meeting in Georgetown, we'll just let it be a trial meeting to see what's happening, who's interested, and we'll set up dates for when we're going to actually do it after we hash it all out.
But we know we
Lumber's coming up. You know, we always want to go to Lumber.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's the third weekend in May.
That's the third weekend in May, every year.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've got to doubt that.
So,
right now, well, let's tell you what let's do then. Like on a consensus, we got to meet down there on the 21st.
That's the third weekend.
Of March. Because we have some unanswered questions about some of the things that's going to fall into place in the months following. So we'll try to get some information together, like on the breakfast, the Lumberton flying thing. So right now, as the way things go, the 21st of March, we'll be in Georgetown at 11 o'clock. That's agreeable with everybody?
Sounds good.
And then we can answer the questions that we got in April and May, because the Lumberton thing is in... That's in May also, isn't it?
They also do the Breakfast Club.
Third weekend.
They also do the Breakfast Club down there, too. So it is coming into a busy time for people playing air.
Yeah, we just got several events that we're just going to have to work around on that. So right now we'll just do it 1 month. We'll just go with 1 month and then try to get an established schedule later on.
All right.
Okay. So just don't forget then, third Saturday, Georgetown. set your alarm.
Georgetown.
Georgetown.
You want to wait on me?
Does anybody else have anything?
One more thing we talked about.
I just want to give me an opportunity. I don't want to guess. I don't want to really it's going to hamper the operation here. But about a month ago, I got an email from an individual. His name is Richard Largent. He works down in the Manassas area in Virginia. He owns a home up behind the Brunswick County Airport, back in there, where, matter of fact, he was a next-door neighbor, from what I understand, of Robert and Sheila Swanson. Well, he used to be an active member in the club here. He owns a home there to this day. He sent an email to me about a month ago. He's retiring and coming back to the area, and he told me, he asked me if I would be interested in rejoining the club or participating in getting it activated again. So I went back and said, sure, keep me posted and let me know what's going on. I haven't heard another word from him. I just wanted to let you guys know that, I don't know if some of you understand, we're familiar with that activity down there, but it is defunct. There is talk about getting it going again. I know my experience when I got there, probably I went to 8 meetings that first year, and I today only know about 3 names of all the people there. One, I think they're a bunch of snobs. I just want to tell you, it was mine. I went out to Burgon. I had a much better experience after I told them about a retired Air Force, of course.
There too.
They were kind of hard to get to know. We talked about their tech rep there. We went over and talked to him, but he acted like he didn't really want to be bothered, you know.
This is no, this is Oak Island.
Oak Island.
Yes, you too.
Yeah. With Burgon,
yeah, they were.
Well, we have a real opportunity at Georgetown because the FBO loves aircraft. So you won't be snobbed down here.
I don't know.
Or snub.
Well, I'm the technical snob down here.
On that note, you had something you wanted to say, Ray?
Yeah, we had mentioned it at the last meeting about possibly lowering our dues. I mean, we need all the money we can get, but we did talk about it, and yeah. I figured we'd bring it back up at this meeting to just, like Dennis was saying at the last meeting, most chapters do not charge $50. It's a lot less than $25, $35.
I've never seen it higher than 25. Usually it's 20. That's
we started out, I believe we started out at 25 and went to 35. And it stayed that way for a long time. And then when we got out here with this building, we saw where we needed more money and we raised it to 50. But with enough members, we could actually lower the price. And that, it doesn't sound like much, you know, $15, but it might make a difference in picking up another few members.
I say we do it the smart way. You do it $20, then you get them to come to the meeting, and what if they put $2 or something in the kitty each month? Or $5 or $10 or
really
whatever.
More money.
But what I'm saying is that you ultimately get way more than 50.
Yeah.
Well, because you have more members.
Why not from this point on, for this year, new members pay the lower rate? And
yeah.
If it grows to the point, then the next year, those of us that are members already and paid our dues this year, we get to take the lesser rate.
I agree, but we need to come to a consensus on that. That was discussed from the people that weren't here at last meeting. That was discussed about lowering the rate to 20 or 25. I personally think 20. Okay, because that's the bait, the fly bait, okay, to get you in, okay. But when you say 50, then you'll never have a chance for somebody to put that money in the kitty or to volunteer something or help the chapter. I just think lower is better.
Why don't we do something like that and have a provision there that if at the end of the year we find out that this doesn't work, then go back to the old.
Yeah, I mean, that's logical. That's logical.
Well, we're right there right now with no money.
I was just thinking about it before, and especially with, you know, like Dwayne's up the creek now without a job.
Yeah.
And some of us older folks are on fixed income.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of $50 all at once, if you lowered it like to $20 and then $5 a meeting, that in the end, that comes up to more.
Yeah, it's still a lot of, you know, but
well,
if
mean,
we
I can easily throw $5 a meeting easier than I can
$50.
Pull out $50.
But I say, you know, if we lower the annual dues to $20,
that's what
to $20, and then everybody, once you come a little bit, you know that, you know, it's nice if you put a little bit of money in the kitty every month, right? So, yeah, but I'm saying, you know, even if everybody don't, it's still, it's a better chance of it happening that way if they're at the meeting than if they're not at the meeting.
Well, plus any new members that come, you know, if you hit them up with $50 right off, they're going to, goodbye.
Well, you know, you got to understand, too, you got annual dues. And you got to be a member, a national EAA member. So you got at least $40. I pay 60. I get the other magazine. So, but you got at least $40 right there. Okay. Then you got $50 for this, plus travel and everything. I just say it's too much. I've always thought it was too much. I mean.
Yeah, and then if you support AOPA on top of it, then you're getting up there for a lot of.
Yeah, okay. If our goal is to increase membership, I think the price ought to be down to where it's not a big ouch.
I make a motion to reduce the dues for you.
I just want to remind everybody, and we do need to do that, and we need to have some incentives to get membership in. And we are working on trying to get the cost down, but just remember, I said like right now, the bare minimum, till we get these things down, we got like $2,000. Mm-hmm. You know, you divide that up, and let's say 10, 15 members.
Yeah, but at this point in time, insurance is paid for,
yeah.
And probably too much, but we got to iron it out. But insurance is paid for, the lease is paid for, right?
Yes, sir.
The only thing we got right now, between now and the end of the year anyhow, is, I mean, EAA is paid for. So the only thing we got is electric.
I'm all for the $20, because it's a lot easier for me to give $20 dues and then give them 5, 10, or 15, or 20 that month, every how I feel like doing.
Right.
Now, I don't mind doing that at all. And I'd rather do it that way than fork out the $50 and then see we still have to come up and we got certain bills we have to pay. And it puts Dwayne and I kind of scratch our heads and how are they going to pay
this? Yeah, that was a nice Christmas present we had this year.
Yeah, because I really hate to get out there and say, look, guys, man, I need this money.
Well, if we ain't buying it, we're going to have to come up with it.
Yes. But I'm all for that.
No hard feelings about it.
I'm all for that $20 and then give what you can, because I try to give what I can every month on it.
Well, I have a suggestion that we make it $25. My reasoning is 14 members we have right now, and every year we stay right around the 14 members. At $50, we and what we can give, we always seem to just slide through into January. Talking to Bill, he has named 14 people down there that have already said beyond a shadow of doubt that they're going to join us if we come down there. So if we cut it in half at $25, we would at worst slide over January and all our bills be paid. That's figuring they're not going to raise it anymore. And with the way the world is right now, I don't think too many people are going to be raising. They're going to probably try to just keep everything level for a while. So I'm hoping that would, if nothing else, give us as good of a year as we've had. And possibly $25, more people will want to join.
Well, that $5 is, that would be, on 30 people, would be $150 is what it would give us, $5.
Right.
But I think that if you go 20 and you get 5 more people in, and they get $5 extra a month.
Yeah.
Now you're $500 ahead. So that, but by lowering it, see, that's like lowering your taxes. When you lower your taxes, you actually get more money into the coffers. If you raise the taxes, it's, I mean, that's a difference of opinion between left and right. But
did you tell Obama that?
Yes, I'm on counseling here soon.
We've had the left and the right argument on this, and I'm going to ask, put it out there, $20, did that for a year?
$20.
Raise your hand if you're in favor of that, $20. We got one nay.
I'm abstain.
Okay, that's what we're going to do then. We'll go with the $20, and then we'll just see how we can work those things out.
Well, I believe Dennis is correct. We'll see an increase right there.
That's what I think. You got to get him here first, though.
Because of raising the rates from $35 to $50.
Yes.
We did lose a member, and he was local. Right.
Well, you lost a member this year, I guarantee you, and Robbie would have paid $20. Okay? I mean, and maybe Robbie ain't. But, you know, Robbie does things behind the scenes people don't know about.
Well.
But now he ain't going to now, but. He has. I know some people here didn't think a lot of Robbie, but Robbie worked his butt off.
I like Robbie.
People didn't know he did.
Well, you do a lot of stuff that nobody knows about.
Yeah, because I can't do what I do here. I got to do it where I'm at.
When the government prints a $25 bill, we'll go up to $25.
There you go. I like the idea. I like the idea.
I like the balance.
They'll do it if you...
This is going to be kind of a long meeting, and I just want to bring up one more thing before people get tired and they want to leave. And thank you, Will, so much for coming.
No problem.
But EAA, they like this so well. You know, they send out these certificates every year, and this is a very coveted piece of paper that y'all guys out there that haven't had an opportunity to sit up here in an office that y'all really should want to get because it's frameable. Isn't it pretty?
Yeah.
Okay, since they send this right here, I'd like to present this right here to go ahead to our treasurer, Dwayne. See how nice, pretty it's got his name? Yeah. And Dwayne, we really appreciate your service.
You spelled it right. It's an honor.
Okay, we got a young man here by the name of Wayne Robinson that serves two positions in this chapter. He's very vital. Mr. Wayne Robinson, I'd like to present this to you at this time.
All right, Wayne.
You still got another chance, so hang in there. We do have a man here that's underappreciated because he does do a tremendous lot, and we do count on him a lot, and I never want to take him for granted. That's our Secretary Dennis Scott, because he does do a job that I'm not capable of.
You know, the more those give out, the less valuable they become.
You know, it just shows that the expertise that we do draw on a lot on Dennis. And the EAA really appreciates it, too. So, Dennis, we do appreciate your job as a web editor on that. And then I got one.
Blow your own horn.
No, you know, I often wonder about his position because it's just up here, and all I do is just run my mouth every meeting. I don't feel like I really am an important part because y'all guys do most of the work, and I don't show up half the time. But they do take the opportunity to recognize me also. So, you know,
very important.
I do get a lot of phone calls that I have to tell the people I don't know that I have to get back with them. And I try to do the two-step, you know, and all the technical stuff that they ask me. But I try not to shame y'all guys as the president of the chapter. But now, this is also a very important part, so if y'all do have any questions, any technical questions, please direct them to the young man over here.
You got them both on a roll.
And I'll just let you... Let y'all pick up y'all's tie pins, hat pins, as y'all come around.
Speaking of hat pins, I got my 30-year AOPA this week.
Hey.
30 baby.
Oh, how many diamonds you got in that thing?
30 friggin' years, man. Can you believe that?
That's awesome.
I never thought I'd live that long.
Hey, I feel slighted. I thought I'd at least get a late award. It's late.
You hang in there, and we will have something for you, baby. But that's all I had to say. I'm really glad. Yes.
That letter I gave you about Tom, don't you think you ought to read that?
I'll pass it around because I'll be honest with you, and I hate to say this, but when I read through it, there was a lot of words I couldn't pronounce.
Yeah, hey, I absconded with that with the intent of putting it on the internet. Is that okay?
Is that okay? I don't think that
because I have a spot for him. I guess you've seen it.
That'd be nice.
I have a dedication page for him already, and this is great. I didn't know this.
His wife didn't know it either. She found out after he passed away, and she told me about it. I said, "Well, please give me a copy of it."
So, okay.
Yeah, but make a copy, then give it back to me.
Talking about Tom, I was out on the website the other day and just kind of looking through because his daughter had called me and saw on the website there was a picture that she saw of her dad that she really liked to have. But I tried to get back up with her, but she could have easily went out there and just printed that picture off because I didn't have the original, and I don't think we had the original, but we had the picture out there. But I went out there and you could capture it and print it. But anyway, to make a long story short, I couldn't get back up with her. I called the phone number she left a couple of times. But I still like to get one of those pictures because there was one out there that was really representative of Tom at one of the air shows and him working around here that I still like to get and put up on the wall. You know, it don't have to be a big picture. But Tom was very instrumental and he really was dedicated to the chapter and keeping it going as some of the older members. And which he kind of, as a younger member, he kind of wanted to rap me a few times, you know, and kind of hurt me a little bit, but I have a lot of respect for Tom.
He was a brilliant man.
Yeah. Because I had a brother
That letter will let people know more about that. You know. He even had a double identification. I don't know whether that's in there or not. But, you know, he flew for the CIA.
Right.
Under Air America. And he wouldn't talk about it too much, but he was... a lot of secretive stuff.
But I hadn't forgot about that. That's why I'd pass it around and we thought about just putting it out there. It'd be a lot easier than that for me to sit here and try to read through that and just show my poor pronunciation of foreign language. But that's it. I don't have anything else.
I need to add Dennis. Let's not forget Don that passed away. He needs to be added to Far and West.
Right.
We're meeting in this place, from what I understand, because of a lot of his work.
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't put him there because I didn't even know if he was ever a chapter member or what. He was before me. I don't.
Yeah, sure, he was a chapter member.
Well, I didn't know. Yeah. You know, I didn't know anything about it. I mean,
I possibly spent hundreds of hours up here with him working on this place.
And yeah, I didn't know what. You know, I knew that he came in here one time while I was here. That was it. I didn't.
Yeah, the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
I put Tom there because, you know, I've seen Tom all the time.
Yeah.
I don't think I even got any pictures of him or anything.
Part of a chapter is the heritage in which it was formed and grew. And it's always best to remember, and it's always good to remember about some of the people that played an important part in it. And that's something we should probably all do as a chapter that we all kind of fall short on. But, they do have a lot of recognition that we should give those guys. And even y'all guys, that's some of the old members here, like Chuck here. I mean, he's old as dirt that's been here. I'm not.
You got it right.
Well, what I mean is in the chapter itself, Chuck, because y'all played a very important part in Jim and Bob that put a lot of time and effort in getting this chapter started, and we're still trying to keep it going and not letting it fall. And hopefully we do get a lot more members. That hopefully, because there's a lot of young people out there simply because of the economy, like myself, that I can't really afford to get into it. Because every time I think that I've got enough money saved up to get into it, it kind of scares me to take that money aside and invest. Because every time I go outside and look at this gigantic boat I bought a few years back, back when the kids was young, and they're gone now, I've let that thing kind of go to crap. And I'm thinking, am I going to do the same thing with an airplane? Because you got to have that time and energy to get out there and fly this thing. You can't, airplane is something that you can't just park. Because when I flew, I found out of planes that sit, even like for a week, you were in the Air Force, right?
Yeah.
If you let a plane sit for a week, man, you got to go out there and everything seems to go wrong with it. But if that plane, like in Desert Storm, we flew those things nonstop. I mean, the only time we ever shut them things down just about was like on the 141s. Was that they had to be fixed. Because I flew things that in normal times you would not fly. I mean, we had a book on the latest book. It was, I have 4, 5, 6 sheets you got to through and read through that and say, man, and then other times I wouldn't take this plane. But this plane's flew as long as you flew. I mean, you let it sit for a week, you go out there and you just got to put it back together. So I don't want to buy something and put $20,000 or $30,000 into it and just go out there and look at it and shine it. Anything else? Floor's wide open. Well, all I've got to offer for today is donuts.
I make a motion to be adjourned.
I'll second the motion.